Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today.
We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying to us then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today. In Psalm chapter 19, verse 13, if you have a Bible in hand, that's ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David writes this psalm and he says, "Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression." Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. David is writing this psalm of worship. He's concluding this great worship psalm, Psalm 19. He begins with, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And then he moves into the next thought about God's word. "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." And then he talks about grace here in verses 12, 13, and 14. And David is ending at the crescendo of all of this, of God's creation. It's his grace that he would forgive us. David said, "I need more grace than I'm even aware of." And David, though he wants to, since he's been so affected by God's forgiveness, since he knows that God's forgiven him for all the things David knows he's done and thinks David doesn't even know he's sinned against God, his response to being forgiven, "I want to be blameless, innocent of great transgression." This is what he says, "Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression." The heart of someone who has been overcome by God's grace is to walk in righteousness with the Lord. Because he's given us so much grace, because he loved us first, we love him back. And David said, "God, you've forgiven me for so much. I want to be blameless. I want to walk righteously before you. I want to be innocent of great transgression. I actually don't want to keep sinning against you because you've been so good to me." This is a great confession of love that we can spend a moment and make to the Lord now. "God, you've given me so much grace and so much forgiveness. I don't want to pay you back. I don't want to earn it. I know I can't. But because you've loved me, I want to love you in response. I want to walk with you in righteousness because I love you." The last verse of this psalm, verse 14, is a prayer that we can keep close to us and pray often. David said, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." What a great verse to memorize. What a great verse to pray while you're walking or driving or in between something when you have a moment. To say, first, "God, may the words of my mouth, the things that I'm going to say today." Jesus said, "Out of the overflow of the heart, our mouth is speaking." God, I want the words that I speak. So first, God, I want to honor you with my words today. The way that I speak, what I speak about, I want to be honorable in my speech. I want to encourage people. I want to build people up. I want to speak truth. I want to speak it in love. I want the words of my mouth to honor you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, what my heart is really longing for, the things my heart is sitting on, the meditation of my heart, what's in my heart? What am I caring most deeply about? What do I love the most? What's my heart meditating on going after? God, I want that to be pleasing to you too. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I want this to please you. I'm not about pleasing myself anymore. I'm not going to set aside pleasing God to please other people. I deeply desire to please the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. I'm not even trying to please myself or satisfy myself. I want to obey the Lord. God, you are more important than me, than anyone else. I want to please you with the words of my mouth, the meditation of my sight. You are my rock and my redeemer. I want to please you most, more than myself. Let's pray these verses together now. God, thank you for your grace. You loved us first. We couldn't earn your love, but in response to your love, we want to love you back by walking righteously with you. We don't want to continue sinning against you, living outside of your ways, your word, your will. We want to walk with you because you love us and you've given us so much grace. I pray that the words we speak and the things we love the most would be pleasing to you. That would be our ultimate goal. We pray this, Jesus, in your great name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Start with Seven. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope this Start with Seven is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.